Now, in food news, this is going to get the foodies in a lather. The latest statistics are out. It's probably a bit of a publicity stunt, really, from that food delivery company that I'm not sure I'm allowed to mention on the ABC. But I don't know. You might have heard of them. You might have heard of some app where you can order food and somebody drives it over to your home. Well, once a year, that cheeky little company releases some statistics on the most popular dishes that people are ordering. And guess what people are going nuts for in Melbourne after midnight? Well, it used to be chicken nuggets. That was the most popular late-night snack. But now it's the halal snack pack. The halal snack pack, as sold by kebab shops, and I guess made famous by Pauline Hanson, who seems to object to this snack. I mean, perhaps she's behind the popularity, ironically, of the halal snack pack. Well, it is the most ordered food for home delivery after midnight. You might not even know what a halal snack pack is. I don't know if you've ever seen one, but to find out, come to a food expert on this issue, and we're joined by Alice Zaslavsky, also known as Alice in Frames, to explain this phenomenon. Hello, Alice.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, let's begin with the basics, Alice. What is a halal snack pack?
A halal snack pack is a combination of the best bits. I called my mate Yaz and asked her to describe why the halal snack pack might be so popular. She said it's the best bits of takeaway food. So it starts with some chips. They might be beer battered chips or just some deep fried potato with some cheese and then some doner kebab and then the holy trinity of sauces. And that's where this is the one, and people get very, very uptight about missing a sauce. So the combination is garlic sauce as well as chili sauce and then some barbecue sauce is the final thing. So chili, garlic and barbecue. And if people then choose to put sweet chili or tomato is apparently haram. So if you put tomato sauce or salad or add anything in, then that is just not a halal snack pack anymore.
Oh.
And a little bit more cheese as well.
Well, it would be appalling to add a fourth sauce, surely, wouldn't it? I mean, it's already got three.
That's right.
Wow, this is unbelievable. I mean, can you buy... So chili, barbecue and garlic are the three sauces on a halal snack pack.
Mm-hmm.
But why can't you buy these sauces combined as one sort of halal snack pack sauce that just comes out of the one?
I don't think that's such a bad idea, actually, Andrew. I think they should create a new Thousand Island dressing that's called the Holy Trinity sauce. Imagine that. Dipping some prawns into that.
Wouldn't that be extraordinary? From a health perspective, Alice, the halal snack, let's get this straight. It's got doner kebab meat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know what comprises doner kebab meat? What is that?
It is definitely a processed meat. So it'll be full of sodium and meat glues and things, but it's just like all the minced up bits of lamb, I suppose, and beef, stuck together onto one big kebab and then shaved off.
Mm.
But you know what? After midnight, this is the thing. I've been thinking about this and trying to figure out, is it a stunt or is it the truth? Think about it this way. Let's push health aside. I think that this is physiologically exactly what people crave after midnight.
Mm.
It soaks up alcohol. You're craving salty food if you've been drinking beer. The sauce, it is saucy, but that's, for dry mouths, that's what you want. And if you're drinking alcohol, then you're probably craving more sugar, and that's where the starchy carbs from the chips come in. The grease from the chips is coating your stomach. In some countries, I come from the Soviet Union, so some people actually coat their stomach with a shot of olive oil before going out to drink vodka. So, the grease from the chips might be doing that. And then, of course, I mean, it's doner kebab. It's still meat. It's protein. So the protein of the kebab means that you wake up and you're not ravenous.
Mm.
So from that perspective, health, in inverted commas, your body's craving certain things. You're probably not going to feel great by midday, but at the time, and especially if your friends are sitting around, that's the other thing about the halal snack pack. It brings people together. There's a halal snack pack appreciation society on Facebook.
Oh, of course there is.
hundreds of thousands of people that are writing in to rate their local takeaway shop for their best halal snack pack, you know, based on the Holy Trinity and all of those different sorts, and whether when they're greeted, they're greeted with, you know, hello brother, hello sister. If they don't do that, then they don't get 10 out of 10 for that.
Oh, so that's part of the experience.
It's part of the experience, exactly. And so if you think about it, you know, all of your mates are sitting around after midnight and they're saying, what do you want to order? Why don't we order a halal snack pack? It feeds into that meme culture of everybody knowing what it is and feeling like they're part of something, and anti-establishment, you know, rebellion, all of those things playing into Gen Z. So there you go.
Oh, fantastic. Look, Alice Zaslavsky, thank you for explaining the statistical anomaly of the halal snack pack.
You are most welcome.
It's been lovely to have you. And look, you can catch Alice, of course, on News Breakfast tomorrow morning, as well as she's got a regular spot on Foodie Tuesdays with Raf Epstein on Drive.